Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Baer's here, too. Jay is a six-year member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of Convince and Convert, New York Times best-selling author of five, count them, five books, including the new one, Talk Triggers, and I'm pretty sure we helped him launch all of them, or at least the last two or three, and he's one of the guys who helps us put our best foot forward in the digital age, in the world of social media, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right, Jay?
You called it. It is always good and bad and ugly. That is the perfect description of today's digital age, Jim.
You know, Jay, about the time you started joining us, a little before you started joining us, I self-anointed myself as the social media heretic. And, you know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And yes. And so so I started warning my audience about, yes, social media is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. It's going to wind up being a tool that we'll use. But the main thing I told them was, don't believe that Facebook and those companies, those platforms, never believe that they're going to do anything that has an intention of helping you. If it helps you, it's a pure accident, and it won't last long. And therefore, you have to have a parallel universe to make sure that you don't lose customers when Facebook ticks them off. You've got to operate in a parallel universe and don't depend upon them for your future. What do you think? That's something you've been preaching lately too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more true than ever, Jim. I mean, I think we have to understand that all these companies, Facebook, Instagram owned by Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube owned by Google, Pinterest, which actually went public today, mm-hmm. and all of these companies are public corporations, which means that their directors have a fiduciary responsibility to maximize their profits, not your profits.
That's exactly right.
And what they are advertising vehicles. That is the business that they are in is advertising. The other stuff is just a means to an end. And so this idea that somehow they're going to allow you to reach your audience and grow your business long term for free doesn't hold up. And frankly, we shouldn't expect them to do that. Like if you send a bunch of email and you use one of the email services out there, there's many of them, that you can't send email for free unless you're just sending a few at a time from your own email address. I mean, if you're using an email service, you have to pay somebody. So to think that you could somehow use Facebook for free is probably an expectation that's misplaced to begin with. But what we're finding is that so many people sort of built their house on rented land, and now they're realizing that the rules have changed, and now they can't reach their audience in social media, mm-hmm. and now they're stuck. So we got to figure out a new way.
Well, the thing that I talked about, in fact, in my third book, The Age of the Customer, I wrote a whole chapter on this. I call it act like a duck and migrate. You know, migrate. If you've got a customer that you know on Facebook, if you got people that you're connecting with on Facebook, somehow convince them to give you their email address so that when Facebook makes them mad and they go away on Facebook, you can still reach them by email. What do you think?
That's it. The way we think about it is there's two types of reach in digital today. There is unreliable reach. And unreliable reach means you put a message out there and some people will see it, but you're not in control of who those people are or how many. And this is how it works when you post something to Facebook or you post something to mm-hmm. Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn or any of the other
and
social networks.
And you've even got less some control people now than ever before.
That's right. Well, because they're squeezing you out for advertising, of course, right. But you know, some people will see it. It's not zero people. It's some people. But you don't know how many people it is, and you can't really control which people it is. So it's sort of like putting up a flyer in your neighborhood, but only every 17th car sees the flyer. But you're not in charge of which car it is. That's
right.
Not a very efficient way to build your business. I mean, it can work, but it's really, really inefficient. And so what we want to do instead is move toward reliable reach. So mm-hmm. when you put something out there, people actually see it. Now, they may choose to ignore it. They still may delete it. They may not do what you want them to do, but they will at least see it. And so the big move, you have to go from unreliable reach to reliable reach. And as you mentioned, Jim, that is basically driven by subscription. You have to get people to raise their hand and say, look, every time Jim Blasingame publishes a podcast, a video, an email newsletter, whatever it is, I want to make sure I am aware of that fact. Getting people from unreliable reach to reliable reach is the whole game now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to start building systems to make that happen.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is one of the, and again, back to the email, you know, find a way to get their email so you can reach out and say, you know, you might have to say in your first message, hey, I'm sorry that Facebook changed their algorithms. Of course, we had nothing to do with it. You know, but in the meantime, the stuff that you like is in, you know, would you like for us to send you something about it? I mean, I don't know what you could do, but you have to protect yourself. You have to gird your loins. You have to, it's almost, well, I guess we should call it your social media offensive strategy has to come with a form of defense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think of it sort of as a three-step strategy. So step one is to reach people for the first time in social media, and that might be via advertising. Social media advertising is incredibly effective, extraordinary. It's one of the greatest marketing inventions in the history of the world. The ability to target people precisely, mm-hmm. the ability to do so cost-effectively. I mean, I am not in any stretch of the imagination saying negative things about social media advertising. Now, people waste money there the same way they waste money on search advertising and
right.
outdoor advertising and logoed golf balls, but
mm-hmm.
but it is incredibly, incredibly powerful. So one of the best ideas is to use social media advertising to begin relationships. Then the middle phase is to turn those relationships into a subscription. Turn them into somebody who has signed up for your email, who has signed up for your videos on YouTube, or signed up for your podcast. Those are the three main subscription types. Email subscription, video subscription, audio subscription. You turn them into a subscriber, and then once they're a subscriber, you now have permission, going all the way back to Seth Godin's permission marketing concept, you have the permission to talk to them on a regular basis. And once you're talking to somebody on a regular basis, you should eventually be able to sell them something. Three-step process.
I love that. And that's, folks, that is such an important way. That is such that's such a 2019 way of thinking about social media. And it's going to become your strategy. As Facebook, for example, when we say Facebook, folks, to some degree we mean them literally. In some ways, we mean them metaphorically for the genre, for the industry. But they're going to eventually get to the point, I think, and I want to talk about this in the next segment, Jay. They're going to eventually get to the point where they could algorithm themselves right out of relevance. I'm going to get your thoughts on that.
They're almost doing it on purpose.
I need your website again, please.
convinceandconvert.com.
All right, check that out, folks. A new book is called Talk Triggers by Jay Baer and Daniel Lemon. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.